Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Terry Littlejohn, and the name of my show is Truth Heals. And I want to welcome all the listeners out there and thank you for blessing me with your ears for the last couple of years and your prayers. I really appreciate it. I'm going through a transition in my life right now, and I feel so blessed to finally meet this transition and to move forward in it, and I can't begin to tell you how much I thank God for all that he's done for me, all that he's doing for me. And I just need you guys out there to continue to please keep praying for me as I move through this. Now, tonight's topic is the mainstream media. Does black lives really matter? You know, we've been hearing a lot lately since the Michael Brown murder and the Eric Garner murder. Does black lives really matter? We know with all the murders that's out there from the police on black men that they don't, well, black men and women, that they don't really care, it seems like, about our black lives. I've been reporting every week about the Michael Brown issue, and I'm going to continue to speak on it until justice has been served. Now, according to some, they don't believe that this killing of black men and women by police is something to be alarmed about. They don't think that it's that big of a deal, and they also believe that we're bringing it on ourselves. Well, that's not true. But when you look at the media and you see how they covered the story of different things that's happening, especially with the protesting that's continuing to go on from the Michael Brown and Eric Garner and the murders across the country, they're still protesting, but you would never know that, because the media just may give you just a snippet of it. They don't really tell you what's going on. They don't really promote it. And now lately, because of the horrific crime that occurred in Paris last week, that seems to be all the media wants to talk about when it comes to justice and murder and different things that are happening because of one's beliefs and one's look at life. You turn on the tube and you're going to see things about the plane that went down, or you're going to see things about Paris, or you're going to see things about Bill Cosby. Can you believe they're still talking about Bill Cosby? They won't let up. And I have to agree with Felicia Rashad when she said it has to be some plan that they have to really destroy this man. And I'm glad that Cosby is continuing to work and continuing to do his comedy and do whatever he needs to do to keep his sanity, because it's like I've never seen anything like this in my life. They will not leave him alone. The media, you know, whatever is going on with the ladies and their accusations and all of that and the laws, that's one thing. But the media will not leave him alone. They feel like it's more important to report something that has not even been proven, that has not even been to court. They'd rather report this than to report the millions of people across the world that are being affected by hatred and crime and violence. And let's go to Nigeria, where in the last month or two, over 2,000 people have been murdered because of the evil people that live in Nigeria, and the evil people that want to continue to just kill these people and take over this place in Nigeria. But the media won't talk about it, just like they did not talk about the situation when Rwanda was occurring. The world was watching Rwanda. The world was watching as those people were slaughtered, and no one wanted to say anything, and no one wanted to help those people. Just as now you have this group of people that just want to kill these young kids, they want to kill these women, they want to kill entire villages. They're just wiping out entire villages. But the world doesn't say anything. The world marched. A lot of people came from around the world and marched the other day because of the 12 people that were murdered in Paris. But no one is marching and marching because of these people that are being murdered in Nigeria. Where's the UN? What are they going to do? Why are they allowing this? And then when you look at the media, like I said earlier, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to tell us. They don't want to do specials about who these people are and expose these people to us and let us know what is going on. They just rather show you all these different clips of these people, these gentlemen that were terrorists, as they call them, the other day in Paris. They've tried to figure out why they did what they did in Paris. They tried to figure out who taught them. They even found out that the brothers were taught about the Islam and the Taliban because of a janitor. I mean, they analyze everything they possibly can about these two brothers and this other young man. And then they say there's a lady on the loose. They've even said where she probably went, where she's hiding out, and where she probably won't go now that she's on the wanted list. I mean, they tell you everything, all day, every day. But nobody wants to go into the background of this group in Nigeria that's murdering all these people. Why? You don't hear different people across the country, different leaders talking about it. There are some people that continue to mention it, but why are we not screaming? Why are we not marching? Why are we not sending in mass armies to go into the forests? Because they say it's a very thick area where these people are, but, I mean, they're coming out of their area. If they're killing 2,000 people, that means they're coming out of their area where they live, and they're doing some massive damage. And to me, we've just sat back and just let them grow, and we've said nothing. All we care about is the Taliban. That's all we care about are the Muslim terrorists. We never even thought about there being African terrorists. We never thought about these group of people that have slaughtered these children and women and villages. We never thought about them as a group of terrorists that needed to be investigated and put on the hit list. We didn't even think about it when it was happening in Rwanda. So why am I so surprised that we're not really caring about it now that it's happening in Nigeria? Also, who knows about the bombing of the NAACP office in Colorado? Does the media really talk about that? No, they don't. They say they have a few details of what they think happened, the FBI. They continue to investigate, but they believe they have a few details. And it was a bombing attempt as well, because for whatever reason, thank you, Lord, the can that the man placed there, the gas can, did not ignite in the manner in which he planned for it to. So therefore, the fire was not that great. And then they say there were no casualties. It doesn't matter. You don't go and bomb an office for nothing. And they're not calling it a terrorist attack. But yet when they bomb other buildings, it's a terrorist attack. They bombed buildings before, and there were no deaths, but it was a terrorist attack. But because this is a building that was bombed by a black people. Well, it was bombed by a white man, and black people occupied this building. The media doesn't really care. Just like the church that was bombed in Ferguson, Missouri, that was set on fire, in Ferguson, Missouri, the church that no one talks about. You know, it makes you think back to the 60s in Birmingham, Alabama, when the four little girls were bombed and murdered, and all the other churches that were being bombed, and different houses that were set on fire. Malcolm X's house was set on fire. Different things. And here we are in 2015, and it's happening right before our eyes. And the media doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't want to have these round table discussions about it. Now, they say the NAACP in Colorado was bombed. It was a local chapter, and it was a barbershop. And the officials are searching for a man who may have been involved in the explosive device. It happened on January 6th. But they don't know, and they don't have the resources to resolve the problem. So they're relying on the FBI with their resources and their manpower to figure out what happened. But are they going to? Is the media going to talk about it? Is the media going to tell the world what's really going on here? I mean, you see, it amazes me how all these news media outlets in America, all they're talking about is the terrorists in Paris. That's it. Nothing else. As far as something horrific like that. And then they'll say, well, hey, this bombing is not that horrific, but it is. It is pretty much horrific. It is setting America back. And even if you say, okay, the bombing is not that horrific, what are you going to do, wait till something horrific happens? Maybe if you start discussing it and really tearing it apart, maybe it will expose the truth and it will expose the guilty party. Just like when that guy who owned the Lakers basketball team, I believe it was. It was the Clippers, I believe. And, you know, they exposed his conversations. Once things were exposed, then things begin to change. Maybe not as in a manner that we wanted them to change, but the discussion was there on the table, and people began to look at things differently. So, see, we need to be talking about what is really going on. Why would somebody want to bomb this office? Why would somebody want to bomb a church that Michael Brown's father attended? Why? What is really going on, America? Why won't we speak about it? What is so different about the color of our skin as African-American people across the world that we can't even get a decent newsreel? We can't even get decent hours in the media that we need. We can't even get honorable mention in the news media. Now, there's been known to be media bias for a long, long time. And now they call it Media Bias 101. And it summarizes decades of survey research showing how journalists vote, what journalists think, what the public thinks about the media, and what journalists say about media bias. You know, when I was attending University of Missouri, St. Louis, UMSL, I got my undergrad in mass communication. And I've said this on one of my previous shows, but I'll repeat it so you really understand where this starts. Now, not only does a few companies, large companies, own most of the news channels and news stations and papers and stuff, so that has something to do with it. That's part of the problem why there's so much media bias. But here's where it truly starts. I was taking a communications class, and every week our teacher gave us a current event test. And this current event, he would ask us 10 questions, and he would describe a person, and we had to name that person or he would name that person, and we had to say what that person did, you know, or who that person was. And it became challenging at times because you began to really see where your interests lie or where your mind really was, and how did you know this person and how did you know that person. And some sports people I didn't know, some Caucasian people I didn't know. And the class was made of all different types of races. It had some African-American, some Asian people, Indian people, but it had a lot of males, a lot of white males, because as you know, when you look at the news and you look at the media, who's telling the stories? When you look at the owners, who owns these TV networks? A lot of white males. So, of course, they go into communications and they get their degrees in communications. Now, one particular time, you know, we had a current event question, and it was, who is Maya Angelou? Now, mind you, it's not a common black name, Maya Angelou. But this was in the early 90s. So she was well known by then. She had achieved a lot in her life by then. So I knew who she was, and I expected my fellow classmates to know, simply because the week that he asked this question on our test, our quiz, she was coming to the school to speak. She was a guest speaker at the school, and not only did she speak, but, you know, different people had to introduce her. Different organizations were involved. The orchestra, the school band, they had to play. And these organizations and the band and orchestra was made up of all different races. And there were posters throughout the hallway of her coming to the school. So when the question was asked by our teacher, who is Maya Angelou, I was like, wow, I know this. But you would be surprised at the answers that people gave. And you would be surprised at the people who gave those answers. Now, mind you, there was this one guy, he was, I think, from India, or I'm not sure. He didn't know who she was, and I expect that was perfectly understood, and he thought maybe it was an artist, like a person that paints. But the majority of the class did not even know who she was. And that is when I began to really understand what my teacher was doing and why we had to have these quizzes every week. Because I was like, oh, why? Every week we got to have these quizzes. How are we supposed to know all of this? Who cares? But that moment let me understand all that he was trying to say and all that he was trying to do. He was trying to stop this biasness in the mainstream media. And he was trying to stop it before it truly got started, because these men, mostly, went on to graduate. These people, all of us, we went on to graduate. And I'm not sure where they ended up, but I'm sure that getting a mass communications degree or a communications degree, they ended up somewhere in the communications field, maybe working at a paper or a news, reporting the news or a TV or radio. Not sure. But I asked myself, how mainstream do you think they are now? And this was some 20 years ago. So I'm sure they've moved up the ranks and they have some power and they make decisions. But how mainstream are they? And why would they be mainstream if they sat in that class and they didn't care about the different people that he called out every week? All they cared about was the people that they wanted to know, the people that they wanted to talk about. Because, see, after the quiz, and we would, you know, correct our tests and get the scores back, and we would discuss this, because the whole point of it was to raise our conscience about being mainstream,
because we were all headed in a field that, in order to be fair, you have to be mainstream. But the people didn't really care. And so fast forward 20 years now, 2014, it's not shocking that mainstream media has not changed. Matter of fact, like I said, it's probably gotten worse because you have a small amount of people that own all of the newspapers, that own all of the media outlets, that own all of the television and radio stations, everything. You have a small amount. Even though you have more ways of getting your news now, you have the internet, you have satellite radio, you have all kinds of ways to obtain the information, but it's still biased. You know, when I go on Yahoo to check my email and you see those, I don't know what you call them, I call them ticker tapes, but the photos, it's interesting to me sometimes, those stories that they put up there. It just blows my mind. Not only the stories, but the pictures that they put. And I have to challenge myself and say, why? Why are they choosing those pictures? Why are they reporting that? It's so biased. It's so biased. And when you look at some of the stories, like, they'll have something about maybe someone trying to lose weight or something, or someone trying to stay healthy, something that we all strive for, but there's some negative tones in it. And then they'll have a picture of an African-American person. And I'm like, wow. And mind you, these things are discussed. They don't just put a picture up there. Yahoo has an executive office. They're sitting there discussing every story that they tell. They have a producer behind them. They have someone guiding them. They have someone choosing the pictures. Everything they do, it's discussed every day, and there has to be a green light on it. So it's not something that's just a happenstance where they say, oh, we're going to grab this picture, we're going to put the first picture up, all designed. And we don't really think about it because we're just flipping through, clicking the mouse, just flipping through the news, not really understanding why it is the way it is, not really taking the time to see just how biased it truly is. Now, mind you, there was a show on MSNBC. They decided to start talking about the bombing because they got so many tweets. Last week, the bombing of the Colorado NAACP office went viral on Twitter. So because they always now, the mainstream media, they check Twitter now to see just what's trending. And when something's trending, then they're like, oh, we need to talk about it. So the one young man, he was like, you know, I'm getting a lot of texting about why we're not reporting the bombing. So a couple of shows started doing some reporting on it, but there's really not a lot of information. But still, nobody's sitting at the round table trying to figure it out. Nobody's sitting at the round table trying to figure out who this man is and why this man is doing this and trying to talk about all the other things that's happening. You're not going to hear that. Now, you will hear it on TV1's Roland Martin, his News One show that comes on every morning, Monday through Friday. He talks about black lives because black lives matter to him. Black lives matter to TV1. And so I faithfully watch his show and listen to what's really going on with our black lives across the world, across the country. To me, it should be worth telling. Because whatever's going on with our black lives, it does matter. And whether they want to believe it or not, those owners of those TV stations and networks and those people who report it, whether they want to believe it or not, it matters for everyone. What happens to black lives in this world affects what happens to everyone in this world. So for them to sit there and turn a blind eye and have this media bias that continues constantly, it just blows my mind. It just, I don't understand what type of future do they possibly think they're going to have if they don't look at everyone as a whole and try to keep us informed, just like Ebola. Oh, they didn't care about Ebola. It was killing a lot of African, so they didn't care. But, oh, when it started hitting home and hitting them, that's when they start reporting it. Now, they're not talking about Ebola. They're not talking about the effects that these people are having in these villages where they were rampant with Ebola. And now they can't get work because people don't want to hire them because they're afraid that they may get contaminated. They can't feed their children. They're not talking about that. But, oh, let somebody get Ebola in this country. It'll just go viral. It's sad. Just like the Michael Brown, it went viral on Twitter. That's the only reason the mainstream media talked about it. We already know that the mainstream media does not tell you when someone goes missing if they're African American. They don't really care about it. But let a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person go missing. It doesn't matter what country they are missing in. They're going to tell you about it. They're going to talk about it, even if they never find the person. They're going to talk about it. Years on years later, they're going to talk about it. But that doesn't happen when you have a skin that's a little darker. And it's not just America. I challenge all the news media across the world, around the world, to stop being so biased. And if you're going to report the news, report the news. You know, that's why I created this show, because I want to hear the truth. I don't want to turn on my TV and hear someone's interpretation of what they think I should be told, but not what's really going on, but what they think I should be told. That's dangerous. That's like keeping someone from learning how to read because you don't want them to know the truth, because the truth lies in that book. If you know how to read, your mind's going to open up to a lot, and that's why, you know, they didn't allow slaves to read, because they did not want us to know the truth. Because once you open your mind up to the truth, then you no longer have to live in that lie. But for whatever reason, I challenge America to wake up and live in their truth and not live in their lies. They continue year after year to build on top of lies, lies on top of lies. They won't discuss the truth. We woke them up this year. Last year, we woke them up as we started protesting and marching, and we will continue to protest and march, and I will continue to speak the truth, and I will continue to challenge everyone to know the truth, to seek it and search it. And as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's why I do this show, because I want nothing but the truth, the whole truth. I want to share it, I want to speak it, and I want to hear it. See, I have a phone number for anybody that wants to call in every week. You can call in. I'm not sure where Harriet is this week, but I thank Sharonda for listening. She's been faithful every week. And one day, Sharonda, we're going to meet. That's my Little John cousin. And I'm very appreciative for her listening to me every week. And I just want to continue to bring the blessings to everyone. So until next week, please stay true and be blessed.